George Shipley, Dardanelles, got married a week before. Dear Nick, first of all, I must thank you and the others who sent me their kind letters of sympathy in regard to my brother Sam. We all felt it very much at home, and it was a great shock to our parents, naturally, but it can't be helped. And he was killed in a good cause. I suppose you have heard how we left Bedford early on Sunday and had a lovely trip down the old firm to Keyham. We were well laden, and I was glad to get aboard, get to my berth, in which I'm very comfortable with the two other warrant officers. The men and sergeants are on the troop deck, and none too comfortable, but jogging along all right now. The first part of the voyage, the sea was very quiet. We passed Gibraltar in a fog at night, so couldn't see it. We then skirted the coast of Algeria and had a pleasant run to Malta, where we stopped a full day. The high officers went ashore for a few hours, including myself, and had a jolly good time. I cannot mention troops or ships, so refrain from doing so, but there was a hell of a lot. Our next stop was Alexandria for 3 days. We had another look around, including a route march for the battalion. The sea is fairly rough at this end, rather surprising, but a lovely colour, a light blue at day and dark at night. All lights out at 8, perfect darkness. There is no twilight to speak of, being dark at 7:30. We then wondered where we were off to, but eventually reached Port Said, stopped a day, went ashore, and off we go to the Dardanelles, which we expect to reach tonight. Our kits have been left behind in Egypt, and all we have got we stand in. We are now passing through the Aegean Sea, full of rocky islands, very much like the highlands of Scotland. Bullen has just lost his helmet over the side, but otherwise, well, I'm in the best of health at present and hope to go through all right. I would expect you heard I got married a week before I left. A lot of us did the same thing. It was quite a common occurrence. Our old boat is a captured German liner and is full up, but we have got a Greek crew with a few Portuguese thrown in, so are a mixed lot, especially the Welshmen on board. How are things going at the office? I've been away nearly a year. I should be glad to hear from you now. And again, just keep in touch. I must close now. They say a mail is being collected before we land. Yours sincerely, George.